Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
All along the watchtower. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure as always. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check out that website and use it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there. We'll help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. And also, we got new videos up on our YouTube channel. Go to youtube.com/Jim Blasingame. So check those out too. And let us know what you think about them. Have a great visit with our good friend Wayne Allen Root, 2008 Libertarian Vice Presidential nominee. Libertarian Party. He's the author of The Conscience of a Libertarian, and we're talking about politics. And Wayne, you were telling us, thanks again for hanging out with us, you were telling us in the previous segment about the fact that you're pretty well known as being one of Mr. Obama's major detractors. Now, if you could advise him, if you were, you know, they've recently had a little shakeup in the White House. Daley is no longer in charge of, he's really kind of a neutered chief of staff now. So apparently they're looking for a new key man there in the White House. You might be a good candidate for that. What would you advise President Obama to do?
Yeah, well, listen, I think the problem is that we all know what I'd advise him to do. We just know he'd never listen. I mean, I'm someone who would tell him, listen, to be fair, yeah, I'm a conservative, fiscal conservative, and a guy who believes in personal freedom and economic freedom, and you're not. But the fact is that Jimmy Carter and you have run the country into the ground in the exact same fashion by thinking about government and spending by government 24 hours a day and by thinking about raising taxes on the rich, and it doesn't work. It's a proven fact. It doesn't work. Mm-hmm. If you want to get reelected, you got to turn the economy around. And the only way to turn the economy around is to give a boost of confidence to small business. Small business creates every job in this country. Every single time, count on small business.
You
got to find a way to reward and incentivize small business, not target them, demonize them, and punish them.
I got a better solution. Just get out of their way.
Yeah.
Small business.
Exactly.
So, let me tell you something, Wayne, I mean this with all my heart. And I think if small business owners would think about this, if they disagree with me in the beginning, I think eventually, if they think about it, they'll agree with me on this. Small business owners don't really need a lot of help. They just need you not to hurt. I used to have a football coach that would say, if you can't help us, don't hurt us.
Well, and Obama's hurting us every step of the way, not just hurting us literally with higher taxes, but just the threat of what's coming down the pike has put most small business owners into fear and shock and hibernation.
There's a lot of uncertainty out there. That's the big
right.
That's the big thing. There's a lot of even things that haven't actually happened yet.
Right.
Like the health care bill has really created a lot of uncertainty. And I have to say, folks, and you've heard me say this before, President Obama worked really, really hard for 2 years to create a lot of uncertainty among small business owners, including the card check bill, including the health care bill, including and this thing with Boeing. You know, people don't realize that 2,000 jobs in Boeing, Boeing jobs in South Carolina that the Obama NLRB has prevented from happening, those 2,000 Boeing jobs create probably 6,000 small business jobs in South Carolina.
Well, it's also the things that haven't happened yet, Jim, that he's tried to make happen. I mean, you know, we didn't get card check, and yet, you know, Congress, even the Congress that he controlled when Democrats were in huge majority, refused to pass it because they knew it would destroy business. So Obama went around their back with the National Labor Relations Board. Forget about the Boeing thing, which is outrageous and shocking, that you could tell a company where they can locate a business or relocate, you know, a factory or not, to whether it's a non-union state or not. Amazing. Unprecedented. But he went around their back to the National Labor Relations Board, stocked it with the most radical pro-union lawyers the world has ever seen, and he's trying to pass card check behind the scenes. Yep. And one of the things he passed, or at least he's trying to pass this moment, is this rule that every small business has to post the union rules on the wall, so that even a small business has to show their employees how to unionize and intimidate them. I mean, this administration is so pro-union.
It's an 11 by 17 poster. Wayne, it's an 11 by 17 poster, by the way.
Right, exactly.
It's not a small document. It's big.
Yep. So you know, listen, it's an intimidation factor, and as I said in my book, the conscience.
What do you think is his, you know, if you think about it, if you're trying to get in his head, what do you think is President Obama's goal? What is his goal for America? What do you think?
Well, I'm the guy who put the goal in front of people 3 years ago, and that email, that article I wrote, it was actually a commentary in the Las Vegas Review Journal, where I'm based, and the newspaper published it, and it got put onto email. I'm not a high-tech guy, but somehow it was sent all around the United States millions and millions of times. It's in everybody's email box several times in the last 5 years, and it's called Overwhelming the System. Obama's goal is to overwhelm the system with debt and crisis till the American people are on their knees begging for government to save them.
What's the purpose of that? Why would he desire that?
Because then they're begging for government to save them, and if they're begging for government to save them, that's his opportunity to kill capitalism and to introduce this country to bigger government than we've ever imagined.
Which is what they've got in Europe, and it's collapsing.
Which is what they've got in Europe.
So why would anybody watch that movie across the pond and want that for America?
Well, you would only want it if it would help you get elected or reelected.
So you're basically saying it's all about personal power.
Correct.
Personal power, just having the power.
And I'm sad to say that because it's hard for someone to believe that anybody could believe that way. But
very interesting.
I'll tell you what.
Hang on, Wayne. I gotta wrap this up for this segment. That's a point of view. When we come back, you know, Ron Paul says something very interesting on the news show this weekend that I wanted to ask Wayne about, and the possibility of a third party run by Ron Paul. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.